We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, once again, congratulations on your team winning the Glacier's Edge tournament on Saturday. Really fun tournament to watch. Three games in 3 days, overtime win. You beat two ranked teams in 6A. You got to feel really good knowing you're 10-1 just past the midway point.
Yeah, obviously that was exactly what we wanted to happen. It's not what I thought would happen. That was a good tournament. We played all three 6A schools, two top 10 ranked, and beat all three. So anyone who thinks that our schedule is weak or lesser than others is, I think, probably not looking at the right picture here. But what our girls did was pretty impressive. I got numerous compliments. Sometimes I wonder if our people see it all the time, but the fans see it, and that's really all that I care about, and the kids see it. But they said that was some of the best high school girls basketball they've watched, especially between Derby and us. Again, what a worthy adversary, and it was a heck of a game, and only one winner can emerge. I'm glad it was us, but, hats off to them and Blue Valley as well. Like I said, it was a tough tournament, great games. Our kids fought till the very end, and, it's not something we're proud of because not quitting is what we expect, and that's what I think we've gotten away from. But what I liked is our kids are just tough. They dig their heels in and they refuse to give an inch, and that's what I'm proud of.
I really liked the team effort from all three games. You could have folded down 11 against Derby, but you guys crawled back and tied the game, and then Derby takes a slight lead. But what else I liked from the weekend is I know Addie Kermer scored 72 points and got the tournament MVP, but you got to like what you got from Lexi DeWitt and Ryan Peake.
Yeah. Again, you go back the whole tournament, we had great contributions from everybody. And that's what it was really good to see, too, is, the first game got to play everybody. Second, third kind of depend on the situation and who had the hot hand. And so we rode with some of those kids who had the hot hand, and that is what it is. And you mentioned all three kids. Kermer scoring 72 in three games is great. Like I said, I thought she had a pretty solid tournament. That last game, I think she was trying to push a little bit too much, but I think that was just a natural panic, and we got it fixed. And you mentioned Lexi and Ryan, and again, just you can't ever say enough about Lexi. We've said that 100 times. Her performance this weekend was phenomenal. She guarded some really good players, and she did it extremely well. And obviously, we had great team defense also, but her job is pretty tough. And then, Ryan having a good game and stepping up is fun to see. We needed an inside presence, and I thought she shot the ball with confidence. She has some huge boards for us, and so, again, I'm happy for all of them. There wasn't one kid that I felt contributed negatively this weekend.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a next busy couple of weeks, especially this week, begins tonight with the makeup game with Topeka High. Friday night, big one with Washburn Rule. Saturday afternoon, Junction City in a makeup. Next week, Hayden. And then you see Topeka High again. So you're seeing, in four of the five, you're seeing Topeka High twice out of this next 2 week stretch.
Yeah, and if you mention that, that's three more 6A schools I believe we're competing against, or three more games essentially, which is, it is what it is. But it'll be good for us. Like I said, it's a busy 2 weeks. We've had to cram a lot of games in because of that snowpocalypse that hit a little while ago. And that's what the dice is. And again, every team's having to do it. It's not ideal, but it's a big push and a lot of opportunities for kids down the stretch. And before we know it, it'll be sub-state. It's already over halfway, which is crazy to think about. But we need to string them together. We want to build as much as we can. I can't emphasize that. That is super important going into sub-state. We have no room for error. So we've asked them to be perfect. Unfortunately, we're 10-1, 11-1, and they're pretty close. But, man, that one loss still kind of feels like a black eye, and we've got to be pretty perfect down this stretch.
And what's big for you guys this week? Trying to take care of business here tonight against the Topeka High team that's very different from last year. But I know you want to focus one game at a time because, the next big one is tonight and then Friday night.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of always been our big picture is we want them all, but we can't overlook anybody. We don't have that room for error. We started 5-9 and smaller this week and going up against some powerhouses, and we got it done. But, our margin of error is so small with our program in general. It's always been like that because we don't typically have a lot of size. And Like I said, we got to focus one at a time. There's not a 500-point basket. You know, again, I think our kids, people tell them you should beat them. You should win easily. You know, and that's just, that's everyone says that. It's really easy to say that. When you get out there, though, you do that by getting one stop at a time, one basket at a time, one extra rebound. And by the end of it, you'll look back at the performance and say, that was easy. Well, you know, again, you got to work towards that. And I think that that can be easy to overlook at times and be hard for kids to keep focused on. But I trust our maturity and I trust what we're doing down the stretch.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Topeka High. Best of luck on Friday against Rural. And best of luck on Saturday against JC. Best of luck next week against Hayden and Topeka High again, and talk to you again in 2 weeks. I look forward to these next couple of weeks seeing you guys continue this run.
Appreciate it.
That's Emporia Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by NextSec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.